So you have been the director of Mesa for now 23 years. You came in the late 90s, but Mesa has been open for now 50 years, since 1972, and a lot has changed since then. I'm curious, how has Mesa's approach to sexual assault or your understanding of sexual assault evolved? Has it evolved?
I think it has evolved. I think, you know, even when I took over, the name of our organization when I became director was the Boulder County Rape Crisis Team. And I think for a long time, people thought of sexual assault as rape, right? And I think what has evolved is we now know that it's much, much broader. And we now use the term sexual violence to capture different things like unwanted touching or sexual harassment, right? That all falls into this umbrella of sexual violence. So there is more awareness for sure.
So we know that most sexual assault cases actually occur between two people who already know each other, rather than the stranger danger case that Mesa was actually created because of. And so I'm wondering, has it been difficult for you to get people to recognize what sexual assault in its most common form actually looks like? You know?
Yeah, I you make an excellent point. Yes, because we live in a society where there's a lot of rape culture prevails, right? Therefore, a lot of myths and a lot of victim blaming. It's quite difficult to have people really understand what sexual violence looks like. I think there is still a fair amount of denial that couldn't possibly be me or somebody I know or my son or, right? But 80% of sexual assaults, the victim and the offender know each other to some degree, right? It's not the scary looking person who looks a little dirty and deranged, you know? And like you said, it's just more of a fabric of everyday life versus these kind of one-off, more what, you know, dramatic events. Yeah. So we have to navigate that with the survivor.
Yeah. So this kind of leads into my next question, which is one of the reasons I wanted to bring Claire into the studio with us, because we have three generations of women here. You were around to witness, you know, a groundbreaking wave of feminism in the 70s.
Yes.
For me too was huge, just in the way I was treated every day and my ability to talk about feminism. Claire was pretty young at that time. She was in her early teens. And yet when I talk to Claire and hear about her generation, who has grown up in a lot of ways after Me Too, they're experiencing the same type of sexual assault and sexual violence that I experience and that I'd bet you've experienced too.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, what do you think about these big social movements in terms of actual progress toward gender equality?
Well, that's a big question.
It is a big question. Actually, Claire, do you want to jump in? Tell us about how do you see Me Too in terms of gender equality?
I think in my generation, the Me Too movement scared people. It made people more aware. But I think the issue is still in the cases that are like, that wasn't rape. I didn't do that. That was just, it just isn't, it's an understanding of the nuances to sexual assault that's still lacking. But I do think that Me Too made a difference. And I think it makes people more careful. But I think careful in what way is kind of the question.
Yes. I hear your concern. And I think it's valid. I will just say that in my experience, in this movement, sometimes we go two steps forward, one step back, right? And there's some backlash to every part of the movement. And I think we had some and are maybe having some Me Too backlash. And it's my hope that we will get it together culturally and move back forward. But it's painful when it happens. It's painful.
Dr. Deanna Ball, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
You know, I guess the thing that I would just like to say, KGNU's listeners are amazing. And MESA is an organization that people may not think they'll ever need us until they need us. And we want to make sure that we're still around, because it's not an easy issue to fundraise around. It's not pleasant. It's not fun. It's not sexy, you know? And we want to make sure that no one ever goes through this alone and that this education happens. And we're the only ones in the county doing it, right? So we want to make sure that we have public support to say that matters and we believe in this.
Dr. Janine D'Annabelle is the director of MESA, which stands for Moving to End Sexual Assault. They will be hosting a 50th year anniversary fundraising event on October 20th. Dr. D'Annabelle, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Alexis. Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.